We used to sing a little song, sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. That's three death blow right there. Sugar is a cancer carrier. Sugar is part, the worst part you can put in your body. So all these questions, the answer would probably be the same to them all. That's just the way I was brought up. Thus, we see that tradition had played a great part in determining what we put into our body and the manner in which it is consumed. Most Christians, like myself, were brought up to eat like their parent before them. The hitting the note? I'm not saying that our parent meant us any harm. It's just that eating the habit tend to be handed down from one generation to the next. So tradition plays an extremely large part in the way we eat, what we eat, and the physical problem that we experience. There are physical problems that we're experiencing in our body. You remember how I said there's only one disease? Malfunctioning of cell. Only two causes: nutrient deficiency and toxicity. And then you have those six pathways that I've given you how to get out this whole ordeal. Could it be that our way of the way our parents ate and the things we eat and the way we live was similar enough to produce similar physical problems? The traditional eating habit of most Americans have been altered by the strong advertising of today's food merchant, the fast food craze, and a faster pace of life. For instance, prior to World War II, there was very little use of insecticide, chemical poison used in growing food. Today, over 1 billion pounds of insecticide and spray are dusted on the food America consumes each year. Well, my time is up. I'll talk with you tomorrow.